entirely idle, he had drawn up one leg. My, how grand he looked, standing there on one leg. So still you might have thought he was carved from wood. It must look pretty fine for my wife to have a sentry standing by her nest, he thought. People don't know I'm her husband. They'll think I'm a servant ordered to stand here on guard. It looks very smart, I must say. So he went on, standing on one leg. A crowd of children were playing down in the street, and as soon as they saw the storks, one of the boldest boys, followed by the others, began to sing the old song about storks. They sang it just as their leader remembered it. Stork, stork, long-legged stork, off to your wife you'd better fly. She's waiting for you in the nest, rocking four young ones to rest. The first he will be hanged, the second will be stabbed, the third he will be burned, and the fourth will be slapped. Just listen to what they're saying, cried the little stork children. They say we're going to be hanged and burned. Don't pay attention to that, replied the mother stork crossly. Don't listen to them, and then it won't make any difference. But the boys went on singing and pointing mockingly at the storks with their fingers. Only one little boy, whose name was Peter, said it was a shame to make fun of the birds, and he wouldn't join the others. The mother stork tried to comfort her children. Don't let that bother you at all, she said. Look how quietly your father is standing, and only on one leg, too. But we're very much frightened, insisted the young storks, and they drew their heads far back into the nest. Next day, when the children came out to play and saw the storks, they began their song again. The first he will be hanged, the second will be burned. Are we really going to be hanged and burned? Asked the young storks. No, certainly not, replied their mother. You're going to learn to fly. I'll teach you. Then we'll fly out over the meadows and visit the frogs. They'll bow down to us in the water and sing, quack, quack, and then we'll eat them up. That'll be a lot of fun. And then what? Asked the young storks. Well, then the storks from all over the country will assemble for autumn maneuvers, their mother continued. And it is of great importance that you know how to fly well then, for if you can't, the general will stab you dead with his beak. So when I start to teach you, you pay attention and learn well. Oh, then we'll be stabbed just the way the boys say. And listen, there they go, saying it again. Never mind them. Pay attention to me, said Mother Stork. After the big maneuvers, we'll fly away to the warm countries. Oh, so far away from here, over mountains and forests, we'll get to Egypt, where they have four-cornered houses of stone that come up to a point higher than the clouds. They call them pyramids, and they're even older than a stork could imagine. They have a river there, too, that runs out of its banks and turns the whole land to mud. We walk about in that mud, eating frogs. Ooh, cried the young storks. Yes, indeed. It's wonderful there. You don't do anything but eat all day long. And while we're so comfortable there, back here, there isn't a green leaf left on the trees, and it's so cold that the clouds freeze to pieces and fall down in little white rags. She meant snow, of course, but she didn't know any other way to explain it to the young ones. And do the naughty boys freeze to pieces, too? Asked the young storks. No, they don't quite do that, the mother replied, but they come pretty close to it and have to sit moping in a dark room. But we, on the other hand, fly about in foreign lands among the flowers and in the warm sunshine. Some time passed, and the young storks grew large enough so that they could stand up in the nest and look at the wide world around them. Every day, Father Stork brought them beautiful frogs and delicious little snakes and all sorts of dainties that storks like, and how they laughed when he did tricks to amuse them. He would lay his head entirely back on his tail and clap his beak as if it were a rattle, and then he would tell them stories all about the marshes that they would see some day. At last, one day, Mother Stork led them all out onto the ridge of the roof. Now, she said, it's time for you to learn to fly. Oh, how they wobbled and how they tottered, trying to balance themselves with their wings and nearly falling off the roof. Watch me now, their mother called. Hold your head like this. Move your legs like that. One, two, one, two. That'll help you get somewhere in the world. Then she flew a little way away from the roof, and the young ones made a clumsy attempt to follow. Bumps! There they lay, for their bodies were still too heavy. I don't want to fly, complained the youngest one, creeping back into the nest. I don't care about going to the warm countries at all. Oh, so you want to freeze to death here when the winter comes, do you? Demanded his mother.